since 2010, Florida lawmakers and law enforcement officers have cracked down on so-called pill mills, those doctor's offices prescribing such large amounts of painkillers they'd been labeled drug pushers in lab coats. When the 2012 drug death report came out last month, State Attorney General Pam Bondi said the hard work is paying off in a big way.
Of the top 100 oxycodone dispensers, these are doctors. In the entire country, 98 of them lived in our state, and now we're down to zero.
Regional law enforcement strike force teams have partnered with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency and State Health Department on the multifaceted crackdown. That's buoyed by new laws aimed at making it harder for doctors to prescribe the pills and for people to doctor shop, picking up prescriptions from several physicians.
Okay, does she want to go ahead and get dressed for her physical then?
But rules barring primary care providers from prescribing painkillers leave some, like Tallahassee nurse Elizabeth Markovich, frustrated for her patients.
People may have been controlled with just, you know, a few times a week of one pain pill at bedtime, but now they have to go to pain management for these kind of things. And the problem is that, for one thing, it's difficult to get into pain management. For another, often the pain management practice does not give them pain pills.
And she says when they do prescribe opioids like oxycodone, all patients must undergo random urine testing and other scrutiny aimed at preventing abuse of the addictive medicine. Several chronic pain patients have told Florida Public Radio over the past year they've had trouble getting pharmacies to fill prescriptions for oxycodone and other prescription drugs.
It is worse crisis than it's ever been.
Donna Ratliff, who runs the Florida Fight for Pain Care Action Network, says pharmacies continue turning people away.
Many, I mean many, will not fill anything for legitimate chronic pain patients.
Which is part of the reason law enforcement officers say they saw the spike in heroin deaths coming.
And as we in the law enforcement community focused on the pharmaceuticals, we understood that the importation of heroin is most likely going to kick up.
Florida Special Agent Supervisor David Gross has been monitoring drug trends in the state for about 20 years.
The cartels who traffic them into the United States, they see that, they watch that, and they know that there's going to be a void within that marketplace. So they start flooding the market.
He says people with an opioid addiction tend to gravitate to the easiest fix, whether it comes from a pharmacy or a street corner. So the number of heroin deaths jumped from 57 to 108 in a year. It's a small percentage of Florida's roughly 8,300 drug-related deaths in 2012. But Gross says with heroin use rising in every part of the state, law enforcement is fighting back.
The regulatory side of the house is cracking down on the bad physicians and bad pharmacists. So enforcement can then focus directly on the enforcement action of the heroin dealer.
According to state medical examiners, heroin is much more likely to accidentally kill people than oxycodone is. But Scott Teitelbaum, who runs the Florida Recovery Center in Gainesville, says it's an oversimplification to say Florida's crackdown is driving people to a more dangerous drug.
Yeah, is it more dangerous for you to be shot with a sawed-off shotgun than a handgun? Yeah, but I don't think you want to be shot with either gun.
That is to say, heroin is more addictive and easier to overdose on because it's usually injected or snorted. But he says all opioids are very addictive, and the only real solution is getting people into treatment. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.